Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started. Well, hello and welcome. I am Dr. Glovina Williams. I'm so happy that you've joined me today on the Dr. Glovina podcast. It's always a pleasure to have you here with me. I look forward to it probably more than you can ever imagine. There's so much that's going on in the world, but the reason why I'm here is that I want to encourage you. I really do. I want to encourage you and let you know that you are so special and that you are indeed the apple of God's eye. And I want to thank all of my my listeners that are letting me know that I'm coming through loud and clear. Let's talk a little bit today about what it really means to reset. What does it really mean to reset and to renew and to really get to a new place in life? I refer to something that I may have mentioned on a previous day or a previous conversation, but I'd like to say that your purpose is already set. Your purpose is set, and basically it can be expanded and enhanced, but it's not going to change in the respect of, it's not in place, that you don't have a purpose, a reason for being here. But when we talk about destiny, destiny is really how we fulfill our purpose. It is our responsibility to get there, and that is the destiny. Often it's said like this, enjoy the journey. Yeah, the destiny is the journey. And I want to let you know and remind you and remind myself, we're walking through this together, my beloveds, that often we don't step out in faith to fulfill our purpose and to walk out destiny. Sometimes because we have some doubt as to what is my purpose, we can lack clarity or even precision of purpose. But if you'll take the challenge, sometimes reflect. Just reflect back and ask yourself, what is my purpose? And then begin to dig deeper and ask, what am I called to do? It can also be very, very revealing if we ask ourselves, what do I believe is preventing me from moving forward? What's preventing us from moving forward? Ask yourself that question. And lastly, for some of us, perhaps we have set aside something because it didn't happen the first time we tried. Remember, my beloved, often we do not step out on faith because we lack clarity. So let's talk about this reset today in this podcast. And again, I'm so happy that you're here with me. You know, there is a key to transformation, and that's basically the transformation from the old nature. Yeah, the old nature, the old way of doing things, the old nature into a new life. And for some of us, this new life is in Christ. Yeah, it's in the anointing. It's the renewal of our mind. And so when we talk about renewing, we talk about resetting, we're talking about, let's just use some synonyms here, excuse me, to renovate, to refurbish, to repair, to restore, to mend something that's broken, to make something good again, yeah, to replenish, to revamp, get a restart on something, a regeneration. A revitalization, a refreshing, yeah. You know, sometimes they tell us to refresh our laptop, refresh it, recharge it, repair. And so often when we refresh, it's like almost we're making it new again. We're restoring it to the freshness that was there. And so even the mind, restoring vigor and energy to the thought patterns, a way of perfecting the way that we think. I'm taking my time today to make something new, a rebuild, yeah, a replacement of old thoughts with new thoughts, a replacement, removing doubt, fear, and unbelief. And replacing it with faith and vigor and a spirit of conquering. Can you imagine this happening to your mind? Can I imagine it happening to my mind, my thought pattern, my faculties being reinvigorated, renovated, refurbished? Can you conceive that? Our thought processes, even let's take it another step, my beloveds, our attitude toward people. How about the reset, the renewing of the plans for your future? I'm Dr. Glovino Williams. I'm so happy to be here with you during this podcast. Your perspective on some things being changed into something brand new. Yeah. Yes. And it boils down often to simply this. God wants to do for us the things that can make us whole. Mm-hmm. To be whole, nothing broken, nothing missing, completely whole. This is not just a fantasy walk. This is the reality. And many have experienced it, but now some of us are going to another level, another reset, a higher dimension. Not just the level of taking one step, two steps, but these steps or these levels have another dimension to it. In other words, it's deeper. It's higher. It's wider. Yeah. Oh, yeah. How about that? A refresh, a resetting of the mind. Yeah. It can take place. It really can take place. The old mind often can't come into the new. You know, have you ever expected the same thing to happen, but you're in a new place? I'll go back, as they say, into the future. During the COVID-19 pandemic, we had to wear a mask. And often, sometimes I would forget, and I'd walk in a place, and then I would see everyone else with a mask on, and I would think, oh, my God, where's my mask? Yeah. I had to refresh, reset my mind for the new norm. Even in our daily practical lives, we still have to do this. It still requires preparing for the new and walking in it. Yeah, this, you know, this new place, this old mindset departing and the new mindset helping us to make the decisions that are better for us in this season of our life. In other words, the emotions even have to surrender to to the powerful Spirit of God that operates in us. Yeah, the soul, the emotions, the intellect now, you know. Some good things can begin to happen to us, and if we're still in the old mindset, we can often reject the new. Has it ever happened to you? It's happened to me. It's happened to me. Getting in a mindset of things being one way, sometimes not as beautiful or as productive as we want it to be, and we're still in the same mindset, but things have changed. Things have changed. You know, you can lose weight and then put on the old clothes that are now too large for you, and you try to make it work. I'll put on a belt. But no, what you need to do and what we need to do is to take those things and have them refreshed, have them mended, have them redone. Yeah, have, you know, our tailor, you know, kind of take it in on this side, because what? I've got a new body, and so now I have to have the proper clothing to fit the new body. We often can get a new mind. Yes. And now the old mind wants to find space in the new place. But let's take our soul, which contains our emotions, our intellect, our five senses, and let's begin to surrender that to the Spirit. Yeah, the Spirit of newness, the Spirit of I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If we can only stop struggling with what was, and let's step into the will of God for our life now. Yeah. Sometimes we're making attempts, false starts, if I can say it like that, to know the things that God has for us in this new, in this refreshed phase of our life. Trying to use the old mind and the old way of doing things. You know, if you get, I have a friend, she recently purchased a new home, a fabulous home, and I'm very happy for her. But the entire home is a smart house, everything. So don't you think that now as she enters her smart house, everything's different? Things are operating differently. Will it take her perhaps a while to get used to it? Of course. But now the conscious effort is being made. Yeah, we're getting it. I'm getting it. Because sometimes we hurt ourselves by attempting to do the new things with the old mind. It would really be like a total waste if she didn't take advantage of all of the things that this smart, equipped house could do. It's sometimes like having a fabulous mobile phone and not taking advantage of the features. Yeah, or constantly attaching it to a device to charge it when it's charged. And you can now unplug it, walk around, you can travel the world. But what if you kept the old mindset? No, I've got to keep it plugged into a recharging station or either into an electrical outlet. No, you can unplug it and you can walk around and you can carry on with your business with the new way, the refreshed way. But we've got to refresh and renew our mind and be reset to move forward. Yeah. Oh, wow. So we must renew our minds, and it's done in the Spirit of God. And when the mind is renewed, and when we begin to accept the new way of doing things, the new way of thinking, we begin to build a new inner vision. Yeah. The mind begins to be transformed. In other words, that old way now gives way to the new life, the new way, the renewal of the mind, the refreshing and the reset of the mind. And basically, my beloveds, we renew our minds through the Spirit of God. We begin to build a new inner vision of who we are so that we can fulfill purpose. Stop doing the same things in a new place, expecting new results. I know we can take some simple things. If, just to say, for example, the dry cleaners. If the dry cleaners that you used before or previously you took your clothes, if they moved, yeah, if they shut down and they moved to a new location, but you continued or I continued, because I'm not above this, we're all in this together, and we attempted to go to the old location, efforts will not produce the results that we desire, that we started out. So we renew our mind. Build a new inner vision. Where is it that I need to go now? We form our beliefs and our attitudes basically based on how we see our lives now, how we see people around us, how we see events that are taking place around us. This is really what forms our beliefs and attitudes. So we have to be cautious, perhaps, how we see others, how the events around us are taking place, and how are we interpreting the events that are taking place. Mm-hmm. And the most important, how do you see yourself? How do you imagine yourself to be a year from now, 2 years from now? Yeah. You know, there was a time when we set 10-year goals and 5-year goals. Now they're saying set 2-year goals. That's how fast things are moving. Set a 2-year goal now. Where will I be 2 years from now? How much will I have, let's put it like this, in savings? Yeah, how much will I have in savings? How much will I have? Where some of us, will I have $10,000 in savings a year from now, 2 years from now? Will I have $5,000? Will I have 6 months of income set aside for any emergencies? Emergencies aren't always the most devastating thing. An emergency could be you need a new air conditioning unit. Maybe you need new tires on your car, on your vehicle. So how do I see myself a year from now? Let's push it. How will I see myself 2 years from now? It's how we see ourselves that will determine how we see and view our future and the world around us. So the key to transformation, the refresh, the reset, is coming from the old way of thinking into the renewed way of thinking, the refreshed way. It's going to work better. You know, when they tell us to refresh our laptops, it's like things begin to reset. And it doesn't, and it does not necessarily go back to the default, the original way of doing it, but it refreshes. Sometimes it updates us. I think this is just making so much sense for us today. It's how we see ourselves, my beloved, that determine how we'll view and see our world, the world around us. Yeah, the thoughts we think. These thoughts, they form our attitudes. And the attitudes that we have change our lives. Listen at this part. Pay close attention. Excuse me. They change our lives for better or for worse. Yeah, I added that. The thoughts we think, they form our attitudes, and our attitudes begin to change our lives for better or for worse. What are we thinking about? What is our attitude toward various situations and things like that? Yeah, the transformation from the old way of thinking to a new way of thinking. You can do it. I mean, even listening to a podcast like this, my prayer is that I'm inspiring you, that I'm encouraging you. I'm giving you maybe just that little push to step out on faith. Yeah. Maybe I'm giving you that incentive to do something that you've been wanting to do, but perhaps you didn't have the courage, perhaps. Or perhaps, like I said earlier on in the podcast, perhaps you thought it wouldn't work because it didn't work before. Yeah, it's the way that we see ourselves that will begin to motivate the way that we act. Step out on faith. Put your head up. Put your shoulders back. Put one foot in front of the other. Yeah. Because even as we put our head up, even as we put our shoulders back, this simple act will reinforce the way that we see ourselves. More than a conqueror. Courageous in ways that we may have never dreamed. And then this new view of how we see ourselves, it brings us to the reality of the wholeness that we find in Christ. And realizing, my beloveds, that you are unique. You really are. Don't allow the negative thoughts or what others have said about you or even what society may say about you. You are unique. You're different. And, you know, that's, I believe, that's one of the initial steps in growth in a powerful way. Growth in a powerful way. Accepting that you're unique, accepting your strengths, accepting your talents, your ability, your knowledge, your experiential knowledge, as well as your formal knowledge, accepting your strengths, your ability to relate to people, your ability to smile, even in some difficult situations, your ability not to complain about small things. I'm talking about your strengths. You can fill in the blank, realizing that you are unique, that you are special, and that you are a person that can seek the kingdom of God and begin to bring it into manifestation and demonstration in your life, in the lives of others, and guess what? For the betterment of humanity. Yeah. You're no longer just you're not just repaired. You're not just repainted or overhauled. You're not just fixed up. No, you're unique and special. And God has given us a refresh and a reset for this new season. So begin to view yourself as someone new. Yeah. Someone new. Coming forth, you know, from coming forth from your innermost being. I'm talking about the core of us. Coming forth with that you, with that refreshed and reset mind. Coming forth from the inner part of you, patterned after Jesus Christ himself. Yes. He is the pattern. He set a powerful pattern for us. And it's like when you're sewing. Ah, who sews, right? Some people do. You get a pattern, or we can say a model. You know, even in the workforce, you have a model. You may have a model for strategic planning. You may have a model for how the office will function, a model for what telework will look like, working from home, working off-site. Where am I going with this? Jesus is that model. Christ himself. So if we be, as we begin to build a new inner vision, seeing ourselves as God sees us. God sees you as whole, my beloved. And I say this so often. God's not mad at you. He loves you. And so we'll begin to act upon this new vision of ourselves. You can do it. This is, you know, there may be one thing that gave you an aha moment in this podcast. There may be two things that perhaps gave you an epiphany. Aha, I got it. That's the piece I needed. That's what I was thinking about when I was at the crossroads, or I am at the crossroads. Oh, this podcast. It just gave me that little piece that I needed. It became a bridge. Maybe it helped to bridge, the bridge between the old you and the new you, even the old me and the new me. The bridge that takes us from the old way to the new way. The bridge that takes us from broken to whole. Yeah. Wow. That unrenewed mind, a bridge that takes us to the renewed mind. And being restored in the image and in the likeness of God. Oh, wow. I don't know about you, but I do. I just say that, you know, it's just a form of just saying something. You know, it's like a filler. I do know about you in this respect. I know that your mind is capable of receiving and understanding the words of God, the thoughts of God. Yes, his thoughts are higher. Yes, his ways are higher. But I believe that we're all reaching toward that mark to get a better understanding of who God is in us. Yeah, so that we can see ourselves as he sees us. Yeah, wow. And don't see yourself as powerless. See yourself as a man or a woman of power. Power to live right. Power to accomplish the goals that are set before us. Power even to cast out of or remove from our minds doubt, fear, and unbelief. Power to really walk as a conqueror. Yeah. I think I heard Dr. Cindy Trim say, walk as you are unstoppable. I think we're getting unstuck in some areas. Maybe not all the areas, but we're moving toward that. Come on, let's step out. Let's step out on faith. And let's be all that God has created us to be. You can do it, and you will do it. You'll do it. You're not behind the eight ball, and you're not behind in where God wants you to be. Often the time can get redeemed for us. It really can. It can get redeemed for us. We may have felt like we lost the time, and then something will happen that renovates us and takes us to that new place. Don't forget, the Dr. Glovina Show is designed to uplift you, yes, to assist you, yeah, in developing a deeper walk with God, a deeper relationship with yourself, recognizing our strengths and also recognizing our weaknesses. Now, let's put it this way, recognizing our areas of improvement. How about that? Yeah, recognizing that. And then really the authenticity comes in accepting other people's strengths and accepting their areas of improvement. Yeah. A deeper relationship with yourself, your family, your place of worship. A deeper relationship with caring about humanity. Yeah, that's my desire, that these paramount relationships will be deepened as our mind is refreshed and we're walking in the reset of this newness. Kingdom living, seeking God above all else. Yeah, I just wanted to share a few practical applications with you today. But you're the one who has to put it into practice. Yeah. So make a list of those things, hey, that you need to put in the newness. Step out on faith. I want to thank you all, and I want to thank my sponsors. I want to thank the Pride Moors. Thank you so much for sponsoring this program. You've really been a blessing to me and so many others. And may God continue to bless all of you and keep you. And I speak peace, prosperity, and the divine protection of the Holy Spirit over each and every one of you. Thank you. And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity. Bye.